You're listening to the Crabtree's Chat Room, Season 1, Episode 6.
What is up, y'all?
What's going on?
I know it's been a while. A week.
Yeah, I know. We've been having some writer's block. Come on, y'all. You need to leave us some comments and tell us what to write about. You'll have more content that way. Come on.
For real, it's hard to plan content. But today we're going to talk about 10 ways to relieve stress. And I kind of want to start off with, like, what is stress in the first place? And the definition of stress is the feeling of being overwhelmed or unable to cope with mental or emotional pressure. So let that sink in. Because, I mean, stress can be subtle or it can be overwhelming. Like, it really kind of just creeps up on you.
It could be like balls to the wall.
Yeah, exactly. But some of the ways stress can make you feel is anxious, afraid, angry, or aggressive. It can make you sad, irritable, frustrated, or depressed. Those are some of the most common symptoms that go along with feelings and feelings related to stress.
There's physical symptoms too, like headaches, nausea, indigestion, bloating, diarrhea, sweating, aches and pains, just a whole bunch of bad shit.
And there's emotional symptoms where you isolate from people or you snap at others. You could be indecisive or inflexible, which inflexible means like unwilling to change or compromise on anything. You could be tearful, like you could end up bursting out in tears and have like a crying fit, or you could just like kind of like start tearing up a little bit and you don't know why. You could have disrupted sleeping patterns. It could lead to sexual problems, like freaking even getting in the mood. And it could lead to addiction. So, yeah, those are some of the most common ways you can kind of look out for stress, and just a simple explanation of, like, what it is for you guys. All right, now we're going to talk about the 10 ways to relieve stress. And the first one is alcohol, like, eat and drink sensibly. Alcohol and overeating, like, it feels like it reduces stress, but in all reality, like, you're just adding to it. And alcohol is a natural depressant, so the less you drink it, the better.
You also, number two is you got to assert yourself. You don't have to meet others' expectations or demands. You know, it's all right to say no if you don't want to do something or anything like that. I mean, being assertive allows you to stand up for your rights and beliefs while respecting those of others and your friends and shit.
The third one is stop smoking. Or, like, any other bad drug habits, obviously. I mean, it's easier said than done to get away from addiction, but it is possible and you can do it. And aside from the obvious, like, nicotine acts as a stimulant and it brings on more stress symptoms. So, like, give yourself the gift of dropping, like, that unhealthy habit. Like, I haven't smoked a cigarette in a long-ass time. I don't even remember how long it's been.
The fourth thing is you got to exercise regularly. Sorry, I'm having a hard time pronouncing shit. What the fuck is that? But anyways, exercise all the time. Like, not all the time, but on a daily. Make a routine of it. You know, you'll feel better about yourself if you set, like, reasonable goals. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times, like, with exercise, a lot of people get overwhelmed. Take the whole weightlifting thing out of it. Do yoga. Yoga is considered freaking exercise. You could do aerobic exercises and everything like that. Like, those release the endorphins that help you feel better and maintain a positive attitude. So you don't have to, like, overwhelm yourself with, oh, okay, I have to freaking do this many reps on the weight machine. So, like, just think about it that way. Because yoga is a pretty simple exercise, and I love it personally. I think it's a great meditation tool. The fifth one is study and practice relaxation techniques. Like, helping, like, even if you take 30 minutes a day to just meditate to yourself or listen to, like, a relaxing guided meditation, like, that would be a good way to stay relaxed and practice And you could do, like, deep breathing exercises. You could do progressive muscle relaxation where you, like, tense your hands up and then release them. And you could do mental imagery relaxation. You could freaking relax to music or dance around your room if you like to do that type of thing, like I do. So, and, like, really just combine opposites for a time and a time for, like, aerobic exercise and deep relaxation. Like, you can, you can incorporate meditation into yoga. So, there's really no wrong way to do it.
The next one is the sixth one, the sixth way. Take responsibility. Control what you can, but always leave behind what you cannot control. There's no reason stressing over something you can't control. It all is going to do is make you lash out at other people and just be an individual nobody wants to talk to or be around because you're too stressed, you know. So leave behind what you cannot control. That's a big deal.
Number seven is reduce stressors. Stressors are obviously like what's causing your stress, but
or like your own trigger.
Yeah, your own trigger. That could be one too. But work on removing them. Like, even if it's something, if it's something that can be taken out of the equation, take it out of the equation. Like, if you're working at a place where you're not being treated fairly and they consider, like, I'm not really sure where I was going with that. But anyways, if you have something going on at work where you're not being, like, treated fairly and you have a better job offer and you notice that the people in the workplace seem to be really nice, you got like a really good first impression, then why not take the job offer? Even if it's a little bit less pay, or what if it's better pay? I mean, you never know. You could always go out and seek a new job if you don't have job offers going on, but like you don't have to stay in an environment where it's unhealthy for you. Like, that's your decision. You're never truly stuck anywhere.
Number eight, guys, is fucking examine your values and actually live by them. Like, the more actions that you reflect your beliefs, the better you would feel. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of fucked that up a little bit. Jasmine, you want to try to say what I'm trying to say here? Like,
yeah. The more your actions reflect your beliefs, the better you will feel. Like, no matter how busy your life is. So, if you have, like, use your values or morals as you call it. Like, if something doesn't sit right with your morals, then you probably shouldn't be doing it in the first place, and you're not going to feel very good doing it. So.
Yeah, number nine is set realistic goals and expectations. It's okay and healthy to realize you cannot be 100% successful at everything at once. Like, focus on one thing. Don't focus on a whole bunch of things, and you're just going to get overwhelmed and then blame others for you're not getting your shit done.
Yeah, and a really helpful tool with, like, helping something like that is freaking, I have, for example, I have a whiteboard calendar that also has a priorities and a notes section. Like, make a list of the goals that you want to do and think of it. I don't know how to really word it, but, like, take the goal and rearrange them from short-term to long-term goals and work on the goal that takes the shortest amount of time first, and then work your way up to the next one, and then work your way up to the one after that, and then slowly you can, like, just erase that off your list and you're done with it. But it really does help to write goals down so that you can see what you're doing and what needs to be done. Number 10, the very last one, is sell yourself to yourself. And what I mean by that is, like, when you're feeling overwhelmed, remind yourself of, like, all the things that you do well. Freaking look up, you could look up, like, self-care assessments where you can, like, see how you can write down how you're feeling for the day, or, like, keep track of your daily mood and journal. You could write down the things, like, you're grateful for about yourself, like, I'm pretty, I'm loved, I'm beautiful, I'm confident, I'm strong, I'm worthy. Like, you could say affirmations to yourself like that. Like, credit yourself for the things that you do the right way, because, like, yeah.
It's remind, like, having a healthy sense of self-esteem.
Yeah, just, like, build your self-esteem up, because that's so important, and it's needed. Like, you are worth more than you think. But that's pretty much the end of the episode, guys. So we'll try to see you again next week.
Oh, yeah, we will see you next week. We got ideas, but we need your help, though. Comment some shit. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Comment.
The next episode. The next episode, I've got a couple plans for. Like, I have a few worksheets from the hospital that gave me some ideas. So, yep. All right. Well, I'll see you later, guys.
Later.